Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed, powered by the SID Media. Dr. Atolabe, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Glad to be speaking to you this year. Are you well?
Oh, praise the Lord, I'm well.
That's good. Did you get some rest over the festive season?
I did, a lot.
Ah, that's great. That's great. Oh, fantastic to hear, man. Great to have you. Wishing you a very happy and a productive year ahead, eh?
Amen, amen. I wish you the same.
Ah, lovely. Thank you so much. Now, we're going to be talking about the physical and spiritual benefits of fasting. And we do know that we are in the 10 days of prayer. And many people are fasting in the Seventh-day Adventist Church. But not only there, I do realize that many people who are devout Christians in many denominations, they start the year with their fasting and prayer. And so Christian fasting is a spiritual discipline, which means it is a habit or practice that helps us grow in our faith and tend to God for help in in accomplishing our calling in this world. And so we're going to be talking to you today, being day three the 10 days of prayer. Talk about what it means for our spiritual and physical well-being. So, Doc, perhaps we can begin with the basic definition of fasting. What is fasting? Because I think we may not be understanding it the same way.
Yes, indeed. In fact, that's a good way to start. As you already said, it's both physical and spiritual. Now, fasting, simply said, is don't eat. That's it. But then, what are you doing when you are fasting?
Okay.
There are different ways to fast. Mm. So it's not just to do away with food, because some people, it's impossible, and I chose my word, to do away with not eating because of health conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So how then can we define fasting in a way that it can incorporate several persons with their different things that they are going through or that they want to achieve by fasting?
Mm.
So there are different types of fasting. There is the one they call dry fast. I will never recommend that to anyone. I've seen individuals who have done the dry fast, which means no water, no food for several days for some people.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say no, no, no. It is not healthy fasting at all.
Oh, okay.
And so we have those who just live a life of fasting. They eat two times a day. They have a long fast of about 17 to 18 hours from 12 to 1 that they ate lunch till breakfast. So that is another type of fasting.
Okay.
And then there are others who alternate it. Today they do without food. Tomorrow they eat. The day after they don't eat and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Then there are some who will have juice fasts.
Okay.
They take just juice. They juice their fruits or they juice their vegetables. I don't recommend fruit juicing because when you juice fruits, the sugar content is concentrated.
I see.
And some may be having glucose intolerance and they may not really understand that that's what is going on. So to be safe, on a juice fast, it's better to do vegetable juices. That is, take your carrots, take your cabbage, your cucumber, and so forth, and then juice them and drink. And I say, when you're drinking, chew your drink in the juice. That is, allow it to be mixed with saliva so that it can be broken down. Not just drinking like we are drinking water. Go, 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 go. No.
Mm-mm.
It's better to just drink slowly and let it mix with the saliva.
I see.
Those are the common types of fasting, doing away with the luxury of eating and then having time to dwell on spiritual matters. I like people to read Isaiah 58 when they are fasting so that they are not doing competition with fasting, like, oh yeah, I can do dry fasting, you cannot, and so on. That will not be true fasting. True fasting, if it is spiritual indeed, must be one in tune with heaven. That's the way I can just put it. So it's not only devoted Christians that fast. Oh, Islam, Judaism, Hinduism, In fact, everybody in every type of religion, they do fast. I was surprised in my home country where you have those that are idol worshippers, they also fast. And it's still spiritual for them. Then there are those who have cultural traditions that ask for fasting on some special festivals or rites of passage. They use fast as a way of honor to honor somebody or to see how strong a person is and so forth. But when we're talking about spiritual and for mental reasons, that one I know about very well, that it connects with you, with heaven, the zeal, the spirituality and so forth are connected with this. Now, if one is thinking about food when you are fasting, that's a problem. So you need to do the fast that you don't have, that you don't need to be thinking about the food you are missing, that you're concentrating on prayer. So that is very important. I have been called to some fellowship and churches that I attend. For instance, some people do what they call the Daniel fast for 40 days. And then I was told on one occasion that some people say I can never do it. Oh, I was rushed to the hospital by day three or day four and so forth. And that is why I began to put together this fasting thing. And I remember in that church that year, we were able to work together to design fasting for each person. Those who have health challenges, maybe they are diabetic, maybe they have high blood pressure. I was able to draw up a program for them because I did the same for my mother. There is no way my late mother now, she's late now, that she will not fast during the Easter period. She will fast. There's nothing you tell her. That Easter and so forth. And so it was affecting her health at some point. And I had to do a good research and guide her as to what type of fast that would be convenient for her health condition. Until she was laid to rest at about 80-something years old, she continued with that fasting every year without us having to rush her to the hospital in the middle of fast. So we can do the same during these 10 days of fasting. It's not only Seventh-day Adventists that are fasting for these first 10 days and so forth. Many people are involved in this fasting. So when we fast and we dwell on the spiritual part of prayer, asking the Lord for all the health that he has given to us to enjoy, and all the spiritual benefits that we have, health benefits, as I have mentioned, fasting helps with detoxification. In fact, I've read the writings of Ellen White and many Adventist wellness centers. They often use fast to detoxify. In fact, you'll be surprised that even individuals that are diabetic, and I'm talking about even diabetes that is involved with the pancreas, they put them on fast, but of course they monitor them and they are able to help them initiate the beginning of the process of their natural health plan. So yes, it's used to detoxify. It's very good for mental clarity and focus. And this is where the spiritual part really comes into this, that leave food alone and then concentrate on talking to the Lord, meditating on the Bible, learning new things, coming together and praying together, having more time to do all of that. Then the fasting will have the benefits, the mental, the physical, and the spiritual benefit. In the world today, we have problem with weight management. And what is called intermittent fasting, alternating between eating and fasting periods, have helped a lot of people lose weight because it reduces the total calorie intake and increases fat burning. Because if you say leave food entirely, I tell you that person will just be thinking about food all day long. I have gone as an intern to a wellness center, the one in Alabama, Uchi Pines. And I remember we had one young man come there. He was like 300 something pounds. There was no scale to measure his weight at the wellness center. They had to take him to where they measure cow. To have, it was so, so big. He sat on the sofa in the living room. The leg just gave up.
My goodness.
The toilet broke.
Oh my goodness.
And yet within 15 to 20 days, he had lost enough weight that you could put a ruler between his trouser and his belly. That was how much the belly had gone down. And they did not put him on don't eat. They only allowed him to eat a lot of high fiber food. So we can do this for weight management. We take a lot of high fiber food, that is a lot of vegetables, a lot of fruits, and they tend to take fruit. And then for dinner, they make a big bowl of air popped popcorn. Not oil popcorn, but air popcorn. And they season it very well. It had very wonderful taste. And the big boy can eat until he's tired. Another big bowl of apples, eat until you're tired. And he lost the weight. That was the type of fasting that was done.
Beautiful. And I
we can do all this.
Yes. I actually like that, it's not only beneficial spiritually. You are saying that also there's quite a number of, physical benefits, which I appreciate very much. Now, Doc, how do we fast in a healthy way? I mean, of course, you made an example about your mother, etc. So people who are having certain conditions need to look at a certain way to do it, etc. But now, say a person is now getting into a fast. Are there things to do when a person is fasting and they know that, okay, today is the 10th day? How do you then ease into your normal routine of eating?
Yes.
Perhaps before and after the fast.
Routine. Yes. How to ease into normal routine of eating is to start and decide, first of all, which type of fast am I going to go into?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the first day of only drinking water throughout the day? But not that you come at 7 o'clock in the evening and then sit down and eat. That's a very wrong way of fasting.
Mm.
Because by then the body wants to rest, and then you just jam it with a lot of food. Oh, all the food I've not eaten all day. Now I sit down at 6 o'clock to seven and then I eat. It's a very wrong way of fasting. It's not healthy at all. So if you think that you cannot do without some nourishment and it will be too long for you, then choose like a vegetable fasting or a fruit fasting, where you eat, don't juice your fruit, eat whole fruit for breakfast. You know you're fasting because you're not eating all the other things that you eat. You just take only fruit. So you prepare days ahead of time to get required amount of food, because fruits that you will need for that time. And for lunch, you eat only fruit. Choose any type of fruit you like. Oranges, bananas, pawpaw is a wonderful one, pineapple, any local fruit that you have where you are. Buy them, bring them to house. You know the day you are starting. Breakfast, drink some water. In between the time that you eat, pray and drink water. Eat lunch fruits. Then in the evening, as you usually will take dinner, eat only fruit. That is a wonderful way for such a person to start off. Now, you may decide the following day, I will just eat regular breakfast. I will skip lunch, and then I'll eat a third fruit. One will have to do and walk and listen to one's body, because your body will speak to you. And that is why I said in the beginning, if all you are going to think about is food throughout the day, then don't even fast. Just pray. Just eat your normal food and pray more during the day. Maybe you choose two or three more persons, get on the phone at a particular time of the day and pray. It is still fasting. It is not good that during fast is when we use laxatives and try to do enemas. No. Then you're going to drain yourself of electrolytes. You're going to become very weak. Rather, choose that at another time, or do it in the beginning. Then as you go in the days, day one, day two, day three, you may decide in the middle, okay, I'll eat regularly from morning, afternoon, and dinner that particular day, so that when the 10 days are over, you just ease back into your regular way of eating. But don't forget, if only one can then keep up a fasting lifestyle, and one fasting lifestyle given us in the writings of Ellen G. White is that we eat two meals a day. most people don't know that it's a fast. They just adopt it, and it has become convenient for them. So they eat breakfast. It's a good one. Eat like a king for breakfast. Not eat bunk of king, but it's good food.
Yeah.
Nourishing food for breakfast. Yeah. Grains, fruits, seeds, very nourishing. Drink water in time in between meal times. Eat a good vegetable lunch, steam vegetables, more whole grains, and so forth. And then continue with what you are doing before. So if this is a regular thing that you are doing before, then you just reverse back to it. This is what I have done by the grace of God to help several church communities that have called me to help those who have problems and don't know how to fast. Do you know that what then happened is that by the end of the fasting days, it was testimony and testimony of better health. Compared to the year before, when some had to be rushed to emergency room, they were just giving gladness to God. So I said, you know what, go and sin no more. Continue this way as you have been living, and it has improved your health. Especially those 2 times a day fast.
Yeah.
It's a very wonderful way to live a life of fasting and continue. If once in a while it happened that, well, you could not do the 2 meals a day for one reason or the other, do that. Then go back again. That's what I always encourage myself with. Don't become discouraged because you made a mistake. Don't become discouraged because, oh, you didn't walk the way you're supposed to. Go back to what you know is right. So this is what I will recommend during this time of fasting. And moreover, it's just 10 days. It's not a long one. It's not a Daniel fast of 40 days like many are doing Daniel fast of 40 days, like once a year. They do that. So if we do these 10 days at the beginning of the year and the Lord help us to see the benefit, then in 3 months' time, we can repeat another 10 days of fasting and receive the tremendous blessings of fasting. And let me say, we must keep in mind, this is not the time to harbor unwholesome thoughts and emotions. It is a time to really fast also in getting rid of bad evil thoughts that will creep into our minds and will reject it by the grace of God. It is days that we can choose to memorize 1 or 2 Bible verses with maybe 1 or 2 persons that we choose as partners. It helps us to have accountability. It helps us to have somebody encouraging us. You know, 2 are better than 1, the Bible tells us. So if we have somebody to come along the way with us, it helps. When we feel down and we don't feel up to it, the other person will say, let's do it. So that way we are able to do this fasting in such a way that we can know it will draw us closer to our loving Savior and help that our hearts really will be in tune with heaven.
Yep. Beautiful one. I think this is a mouthful, and I think those who are listening and going through with the fast have benefited quite a lot, especially if you're a person with you know, underlying conditions. Do know that you can actually still fast, but of course, do it in a very responsible manner. That is also going to be promoting a healthy living, and of course, many benefits physically and also spiritual benefits. Dr. Marian Atolabert, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, and a very Happy New Year once again to you.
Thank you, Zama. God bless you.
Lovely.
Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath to you too.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.